Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and I am Glovina Williams, and I want to thank you for taking time to be with me today as we talk about, I'm sure you noticed the title of this episode, Ready, Set, Go. And I know that you can remember, or you may have heard that, you know, when there's some type of event taking place, sometimes, you know, it's competitive and they're giving you the signal that it is, hey, it's time to what? Get ready, get set means get in place. Now, hey, take off, go. It's time for you to move forward and onward. And today, that's really what I want to talk about, in that when you really look at where we are in terms of time, and there is a set time, you know, there is a time for us to do particular things, a set time. There is we call it also a window. But in that time, this, you know, you're getting ready, you're getting set, you're getting things in place so that you can go. I want to just interject something here, that if we were to take a look at a particular set time, like, say, the middle of the year. Yeah, the middle of a calendar year. So the middle of the year, say perhaps 2021, the middle of the year is July 2nd. That would be the middle of 2021. And say perhaps it's May 3rd. You would actually have 60 days before the midpoint of the year, which is the 183rd day, unless except leap year, and that's the 184th day. But there would remain 182 days until the end of the year. So, with that being said, if you're looking to get ready for the middle of the year, you have 60 days. If it were May 3rd and the middle of the year is July 2nd, you and I have 60 days to do what? Get ready, get set, and move onward, because there is a window, there is a set time. And when we are getting ready, it's important. It is of paramount importance that we know our spiritual growth. In other words, to know where we are and to take a further step into examining who we are. What is our purpose? And in doing that, guess what, my beloveds? We have to know and we have to begin to learn and understand the nature of God. It's a time for us to really know who we are and what is our purpose and God's position in our life and our affairs. This is important, and it's a beautiful period. Because you still have some time in there. There's still some time for you to get ready. There's a set time for you to begin to prepare and knowing who am I? And where is God in my life? Yeah, getting ready, getting set in the proper position so that we could move onward. When we do this, when we really stop and look at, you know, who am I? What is my purpose? What is God's position in my personal life? We begin to grow in the knowledge of who God is. And this invisible yet all-sustaining power, I'm talking about God, invisible, and you know what I'm saying, invisible yet all-sustaining power of humanity and the universe. This power that we have the blessed opportunity to really get to know on a very intimate level. And the result is that it will empower us, and it will give us a type of directional power so that we can begin to direct our thoughts in the right direction. Get ready, get set, get in the proper position, and wow, move onward, go. You know, it is a profound experience when we begin to tap into the Word of God. This is what I believe. And I'm not necessarily trying to, I wouldn't want to do that anyway, make you or force you to believe what I believe. But my point is ask, seek, and knock. And begin to discover, begin to uncover, find out, and learn, and determine who you are. I'm talking about a true discovery here. And what is your purpose? One of the ways we can do that is by reading the Holy Bible. Listening to the Bible. So we can read it. That's using one of our five senses. We can listen to it. That's another, using another one of our five senses. And then we can speak the word. And there are various versions. You know, some say that the King James Version is a little bit too technical for them to really grasp and get a true meaning. There's so many wonderful versions that you can read, listen to, and even speak out. And this will begin to reveal, unveil the greatness that lies within you. You'll begin to understand God better. You'll begin to understand some of the patterns of God, which will help us to understand ourselves better. It is indeed. This is important. It's a profound experience when we begin to tap into the Word of God and realize that he's really working everything out for our good. He's really working everything out for our good. Yes, it is a profound experience when we come to that realization. But in the process, we must maintain a mental stance. And this is it. Learning to really recognize and to stand on this, God is on my side. When you're going through things, when you're getting what? Ready? When you're getting set in position to move onward, I said ready, set, go. Get a mental stance. God is on my side. And I'm in a position now, you can say, where God is my comrade. He's working with me. No matter what the ordeal may be in your life, up or down, whatever the surrounding circumstances are, my beloved, you are not void of God's magnificent presence. Of God's magnificent power and his ever arm of provision. And I'm going to add one more. You're not void of his peace. He's right there. You know, as I was thinking about our episode today. You know, we really do. We need to find out who am I? Who are you? What is your purpose? And who is God? And when we're getting ready, set to go, we can think about, compare this. Here's an analogy. Compare an artist to the work that the artist produces. So if you really want to know something about the artist going on the inside of the artist, of what the artist's experiences are, look at the artist's art. So we must begin to take a closer look at God's creation, you and me. Who am I? Who are you? What's my purpose? What's your purpose? And no matter what you may be faced with, you can make it through, remembering that God is on your side. I'm not saying he's against anyone else, but one thing I do know for sure, he's on your side. Yes, he's on your side. In other words, he's for you. He's present with you with power, provision, and peace. You can take that to the bank. You can tuck that in your heart, in your mind, in your thought, and as your thoughts, and as you're planning, and as you are projecting where you want to go. Don't forget, we started out talking about what? There's actually, I mean, if the dates that we gave, it's about 60 days before we're at the midpoint of 2021. Are you working on your goals? And are you working on, I think it was Stephen Covey who said, are you working on the big rocks? The big rocks, the big things. Are you just on the fringes, just doing some of the small things, the tiny rocks? Because listen, if you can work on the big rocks, the tiny rocks can fit in almost anywhere among the big goals. You know, Paul, let's take a look into the Word of God for a moment, and let's look at this man by the name of Paul. Paul wrote a letter to the Christians who were in Rome. He wrote this letter, and this letter is actually contained in the Bible. It's the sixth book of the New Testament, and it's actually called, they shortened it to, we just call it Romans, but it is a letter to the Romans. In other words, the Christians that are living in Rome, Italy. And here, you know, Paul is writing them a letter, and it's a very serious matter. He's writing them, and I'm going to read a certain portion. I'm going to read a portion to you. Listen to this. And this is coming from Romans chapter 8. I'm beginning at the 28th verse. Okay, listen, here we go. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. Oh, get ready. Get that set in your mind. Everything that you're going through, that you've been through, it's working out for your good. It is. And it says, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. Get ready, set, go. Everything is working out for your good. Now you have 60 days, if we looked at those dates, you still can have some time to prepare, get ready. You still have time to get ready and accomplish those goals. Listen what Paul goes on to say in the 31st verse. He said, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us,
who can be against us? Tighten your seatbelt. If God is for you, who can be against you? I said earlier, God is on your side. And Paul continues to say to the Christians in Rome, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Jesus Christ, who died, more than that, who was raised to life. He's at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? Paul went on to say, as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We're considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, he says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. You are more than a conqueror. Get ready, get set, so you can move onward. You are more than a conqueror through Jesus who loved you. Paul further goes on to say, for I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Can you stand on that? Nothing right now, nothing in the future, no power, no dimensional, there is not even a dimension nor anything else in all creation that can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Get ready. Get set. Go. Move onward. Move forward. Paul, as I mentioned, he's writing this letter to the Christians who are in Rome. And he himself, he's preparing for a journey. But he's especially excited because he is a Roman citizen, one that had protection of the Roman law. Paul had certain rights, such as freedom from torture, the right to trade, to do business, and the right of appeal in the courts. Paul was born in Turkey, and he had the privilege of being this citizen. He wasn't born in Italy. However, Paul was from a city which was part of the Roman Empire. Can our wisdom, I ask the question, can our wisdom rightly comprehend, judge, or can we even understand at this moment the workings and the providence of God in someone's life? How about in our life? Can we really comprehend God's providential nature, how he provides for us and how he loves us? I said he's on your side, my beloveds. Sometimes people may look at your outer circumstance and begin to judge your life. I'm sure they looked at Paul and they begin to judge his life. People many times judge from the outer, from some maybe situation or one of the darker moments of our life. But I want you to know that God is with you, and I want you to continue to get ready, set, so that you can move onward. We know that all things are working together for your good. It may not look like it right now, or it may look like it, or it may be in the past something that you experienced. But you're more than a conqueror. even if someone may point a finger and say, well, you know, I thought this person was a person of faith. And why is it that perhaps something in their life seems to be out of balance? I want you to remain firm, and I want you to remain strong in knowing that God's presence is with you. He has not left you. Doesn't matter who's judging you or even blaming you. Sometimes we even blame ourselves. What did that person do? I want you to get ready. My God, get set so that you can move onward. Because when a person of faith goes through suffering, it's not a matter of retribution, you know, or something relating to the nature of retribution. You know, someone saying, well, you know, justice demands an eye for an eye. And no, you may be just going through a period of life where this is an opportunity where you can examine yourself. It's a period where you can allow your character to be developed. It's a period, it can be a episode in our life where we have the blessed time, I said the blessed time, to sit back and look and say, wow, when I come out of this particular portion of my life that may not look like the best to myself or even others, that when God brings me on the other side of this, and he closes that door to my past, and he seals it, and I begin to walk forward into a new set time, you'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt, God was on my side. Whatever you're going through, and you may not be going through anything, let's put it like this, what you may have gone through, this wasn't the big payback. Oh, I'm going to get you for doing that. This wasn't God saying, I'm going to get you. It wasn't like retribution. You know, it wasn't like a criminal being punished for something. So stop. I'm going to add this. Please stop saying to yourself that God is punishing you for things you may have done in your life. Jesus came to take away the law, that law, and he gave us a new law, to love God with all that we have, I'm paraphrasing, and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. So the three components in there, love God, love yourself so that you can love your neighbor as you would want to be loved. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Listen, trust God, even if you're in an unlikely condition or situation right now. Let me share with you, Paul went through a lot. This is why he could stand so firm. He was in an unlikely condition, and I'll put plurals on that. The Apostle Paul, he went through a lot. I'm going to read a scripture, if you don't mind, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and I'm going to begin at verse 23. Listen to Paul. He says, are they servants of Christ? I am out of my mind to talk like this, he says. I'm more. I've worked much harder. Listen, this is what Paul is saying. He says, I've been in prison more frequently than you have. I've been flogged more severely. I've been exposed to death again and again. He says, five times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. Three times, he says, I was beaten with rods. Once I had stones thrown at me. Three times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day out on the open seas. Wow. I've been in danger, he said, from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from other fellow people, he said, even of my race, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, he said, and I was in danger in the country. I was in danger at sea and in danger from false believers. Paul said, I have labored and toiled, and I've often gone without sleep. I've known hunger and thirst, and I've often gone without food. He said, I've even been cold and naked. Listen, but yet Paul could say, I'm more than a conqueror through all that he went through. So get ready, get set, and be ready to go and move onward. You have a time period. You have an open window to prepare yourself to examine where you need to go and where you need to be. And guess what? Importantly, what you need to do in order to arrive at the right place at the right time and to be with the right people. Paul said in Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or nakedness or danger or even a sword? He said, no, in all my beloved, you're more than a conqueror. You are more, not just a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. He says, no, in all these things, you are more than a conqueror through him who loves you. Paul calls these things just a light affliction. And I read to you what he went through. I mean, it sounds like, a drama. He went through so much. He went through these hard times. But yes, if I can put it in the words of the Message Bible, he says these were small potatoes compared to the coming good times. What you're going through is small potatoes compared to what God has prepared for you. Get ready. Get ready, my beloved. Get set. And you're going to go. You're going to accomplish the things that God has set before you. Oh, wow. I had so much to share with you in this episode, but one of the things I really want to share with you is something that this was before I retired. A lady gave me this, and I read it, and I posted it in my office, and guess what? Every morning I would read this, and it propelled me. It got me ready. It got me in a right mental frame of mind. I was set and I was ready to go, and I did. A whole new world opened up for me, and I'm going to read it to you. Our greatest fear, that's the name of it. It is our light and not our darkness that most frightens us. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? Of God. And your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are born to make magnificent the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Merriam Williamson is the author of this. Ready, set, go. You have a few more days before you get to that midpoint. Use it as a preparation stage. I want you to know that I love you, and I'm here because I want to give you hope. Put some light on your future. Now get on that path. There is provision on your path. There is peace, and there is power, and there is protection of the Almighty God. Think about what we've talked about today. I love you. I really, really love you.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.